You may be in the grocery store and see the circular Local Hero sticker on lots of different products. Phil Korman from CESA, the Local Hero People, is here with another Local Hero, Karen Hicks from Mother's Ink, where you make ink. No?
Not exactly.
You don't grow ink from octopi. You have all sorts of products. Mostly started out as a company that your mother-in-law, who is the mother, Mother Teresa, started, yes?
She did start, yes.
Not the Mother Teresa.
No,
just
no,
a Mother
not
Teresa.
Not the same, although she is very saintly.
And she's your mother-in-law, and you're even saying
she is my yes, I love her. She is great.
What did she start making and when?
She started making a lot of the jams and the relishes and chutneys that she was using family recipes to help feed her family of eight kids way back when.
One of which is your husband.
My husband, Rob.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Did he eat the most, you think, out of the eight?
I don't think he ate the most, but I think he took the most notes.
So he's the one who's going to take the business as this goes forward,
right,
then, yeah?
He's very involved in the business, yeah.
Now, it seems you have a lot of jams. Is that all they ate as kids growing up? Because that's like a dream for most kids. All I'm going to eat is jam.
No, but they did eat a lot out of the garden. So I think that's where the pickling, preserving, freezing, a lot of those things came from.
And I've been munching on the mother's dill pickles that you have here. These are all grown in, are these grown in your garden?
They are. Yes, they are. We were picking cucumbers yesterday.
So now you're not farmers per se. You're basically like Uber gardeners, right?
I guess you could say that. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, we don't have acres of crops, but we do have a really healthy garden and we tend to it meticulously and get a lot of yield from it.
So. Do you know about how big? Because I think there's a lot of people that have big gardens in the valley, but maybe wouldn't endeavor to say that I'm going to go and then try to turn it into a product and get it out into stores, because this is all, you know, this is going to stores. This isn't, right, just a farm stand at your house.
I want to say 40 by 40, maybe. I mean, the size of a house, probably.
Right. Do you still consider, it's called Mother's, Karen Hicks, Local Hero. Is this still like a mom and pop business where you're aiming sort of short and getting it in just a couple stores? Or is this something that you're hoping to, you know, someday it'll be in all of the supermarkets?
That is our hope. That is our plan.
That you go
bigger and
bigger.
That's our strategy. Yep. Uh-huh. We want to keep growing. We want to get Mother's products in as many shelves as we can. I mean, we certainly are not looking to be a mass marketed product, because we really try to keep it a wholesome ingredient that we can grow ourselves and, you know, hand pack and everything. But we certainly would like to get it out there so more people can taste it and enjoy our product.
The business end of things, how do you decide you're going to take it from jams that your mother-in-law started making in a company called Mother's and take it wherever the next level is? And what is the very next level that you're hoping to achieve?
We kind of talk about that day to day. My husband and I do a lot of research for new products. We definitely try to keep our finger on the pulse of trends as well as products that seem like they would be a good fit for our company. So we're definitely hoping to, you know, expand our customer base, not necessarily go with products that are just trendy but don't have lasting power, but that also would be good and, you know, maybe a little bit off the beaten path from, say, a jam.
I was listening. I was just trying to spear one of your dill pickles with my pen.
I know. I can tell that you never had to do that to live by your spearing, because that was very close to near death for you.
I didn't want to, you know, touch all the pickles in the jar. I thought it'd be better to spear it with my pen. So then why crackers as the next step as a business move? Or is crackers the next hot thing? How come you didn't do cupcakes or donuts?
This
I hear
is
they're
true,
huge
right?
in
right?
New York City.
Right. We didn't want to go that trendy. But we thought crackers would be a really good product. We were looking for something a little bit different. And actually, it really is a good complement to the jams, because you always need something to try your jam with. But the crackers are made using local other companies' ingredients. We have Four Star Farms from Northfield. Their flours are the flour that we use to make it. That particular one that you are trying also has Shelburne Honey Company's honey in it. So we're trying to use a lot of other local companies and kind of give them a little boost too, a little free press, because they have excellent products and we want to showcase those as well.
So now I'm going to try both the apple maple jam and the maple mustard. The maple mustard is awesome.
That is just
wicked.
Great.
It's not wicked spicy, but it's got so much kick that it's like, this is
It has something good to say to you in a sweet way.
I'm not going to double dip. I'm going to use the other end, okay?
That's okay if you do.
And the crackers are quite nice too. They've got olive oil in them.
They do. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. Yep.
Olive oil and everything.
And everything, which
so you can put any ingredient
garlic,
you want in there.
Everything to us means poppy seeds, sesame seeds, garlic and onion.
Like an everything bagel.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Okay. Yep, that's where that comes from.
It doesn't have like the tears of a llama.
No.
And you're at Greenfield's Market this Saturday, you were saying?
We are. We're at the Farmer's Market this Saturday. We are going to be debuting our cracker. We'll also have pickles, and we'll also have another product, peanut butter.
That feeds a family of eight kids like what your mother-in-law
right,
had to do.
Right,
that's all they ate, jam and peanut butter and jelly. Do you get along with your mother-in-law, the mother of the mothers?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a great family.
Are you just saying that because you're on the radio?
No, I would say it off air, too.
Karen Hicks from Mothers, Inc. in Shelburne and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero people, buylocalfood.org.